considerar sobre o terreno. Nadado, falso me dá uma chicota de incendiar do armário da rede. E não bota a maneira da vida da outra senhora, a minha vida. E a minha vida, a mãe do senhor, a minha senhora, 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 a وعلى هاي الأصفادية الله سبحانه وتعالى the Almighty, the sustainer, the nourisher, the cherisher of this entire multiverse be praised as it ought to be praised. It is not in our capacity to praise Him as individuals, but it is Allah's blessing that He has given us the praises uttered upon Him by Himself in the Holy Quran, by His prophets, especially the last and final Messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I had advised that we are going to speak about Khulafa'i Rashideen, and unfortunately, and it's Allah's will, I was unable to last week. So inshallah, with Allah's will, that we constrain this time and bring in both the prophets very gradually. I call this leadership in time of confusion. And the most respected Imam, Ulema, Kufaz, Quran, elders, sisters, brothers, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan, with the day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. Allah has blessed us to come to the masjid, to worship Him, to remember His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has blessed us and we thank those who sit for itikaf and we perform duty on behalf of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of you that and may you remember us in the du'as also, inshallah. I have tried to adapt today's topic to leadership in times of confusion. And we are living in confused times. In fact, I think 99.9% of the ummah at present is not confused, diffused, totally we need it. Full electrical charge and a reset button to be pressed. So calling something leadership is also wrong, because the leader is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can be the greatest wali or the greatest nabi, and he is the greatest nabi. They all are the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the leader. He performs a function still for Allah, and we will continue performing this function from Qiyamah and beyond. And people will see his status when they see him seated next to Allah, just in a way, seated upon the Maqam al-Mahmud, the station of praise on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. So anyone can be the greatest saint. He's only a lieutenant or a general of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us and all those who are sincere in this part, and those who are insincere also being confused. May Allah bless all the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless those who go against us to get the hidayah of Islam, and inshallah one day the world will be ready. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today I'd like to concentrate on the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, going through the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu and the Khilafat of Imam Hassan, which lasted for 6 months which completed the prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true caliphate will last for 30 years. If we count from Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's assassination, which was on the 21st of Ramadan, of course he was struck on the 19th, he transcended this physical world on the 21st, it comes to 29 years and 6 months. And the 6 months of Imam Hassan, according to Jalal ibn Suyuti and many other scholars, completes the 30 years of Khulafa'i Rashidun. When we reflect on events of the past, like the Quran always speaks of Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabi al-fil, did you not see how Allah took care of the army of elephants? And we have elephants attacking us from the skies today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with birds. And inshallah Allah will give us the strength also. These events that take place are not just history. And in the Quran, because the Quran is not time specific. The Quran cannot be restricted to time. It is the Kalam of Allah. And Allah cannot be restricted to time and space. So the Kalam of Allah is read. And if you reflect, we have to adapt it to the present age. It's speaking for all time. Surah Fil gives us hope that Allah is there. No matter what anyone can do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there, always with. Kullu man alayhi afa. Everything in this world will perish except Allah. Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala ruled for about 12 years. And he was a very gentle person. Gentle. When we compare him to the Jalal, the fervor of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Uthman was very soft. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, very soft. Gentle person. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put him on the musalla, just before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exited this physical world, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa said, "Why do you put my father? He's very soft. When he reads the Quran, he reads softly, and when he listens to the Quran, he starts crying. So people will not understand." Said Aisha, "I know what happened. I know what happened." So he was the third Khalif of Islam, which we call the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the rightly guided caliphs. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, rightly guided caliphate will last for 30 years. I explained the 30 years to you. He said, thereafter there will be kingdoms. And we continue seeing these kingdoms. And in this time of confusion, we don't know what to believe, what to believe. Because he who controls the media controls the mind of the people. But the media of Allah can never be changed. Translation may be changed. But wherever you go in the world, the Quran is recited in Arabic, whether they know it or they don't know it. Because every time you stand for salah, or you read the Quran alone, you listen to the Quran, it is as if, it's not as if Allah is speaking to you. And it's aligning your soul. Allah bi zikri dhahi tatma'inna al-qulub. The zikr of Allah. This is the Quran. With the zikr of Allah, souls become aligned, hearts become aligned, brought into equilibrium. And the speech of Muhammad Rasulullah in Surah Najm, he does not speak of his own accord. Meaning it's as if Allah is speaking to you also. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan, despite the propaganda material that goes around and so forth and so forth, we know one thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so much that he married two of his daughters to him. And in Islam, you can't marry two sisters together, so I had a warning now. It was after the one had departed the world, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so much, even as a son-in-law, he said, I give you my other daughter. So he had a name. There's no nickname allowed, but a name that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. It was Ul Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. Two lights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman al-Ghani. Ghani means relatively rich. Al-Ghani is Allah. But he was wealthy and he was very generous. His generosity in the world. This is the hallmark of Muslim generosity. When there was an attack by the Romans, Rome, and we had to go on Tabuk, the Prophet ﷺ didn't want the war to be near Medina. So he said, we'll march these 800 kilometers or whatever. And we'll meet this Roman army. But it also, very gift, it showed who were the true Muslims and who won the cross. Because it was a time of harvesting of the dates. A lot of the people who were pretending to be Muslims made excuses, hey, you know, it's Christmas time. Just using an example. Can't go on this thing. So it was a distinguishing battle. The entire army of Tabuk that marched with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was financed by Hazrat Uthman. People who go to Makkah, Medina, I know now it's become, and I think even more inshallah. Although I have my own views on this, I won't express it here. You see the well of Rumah. Hazrat Uthman Ghani purchased this well to give drinking water to the people. So, during his khilafah, during his tenure as the caliph, many kuffars were made shaheed. So, he ensured this, I don't want to get into details now, that the Uthmani Quran, it's called, it preserved and standardized the copies of the Quran. And the very same copy of the Quran that we have here, you go anywhere in the world, it's the same Quran. You cannot speak the people's language, but you go to a masjid, you take the Quran out, you read it in Arabic, not the translations. And people will come start talking Arabic with you. You say, no, I'm just half as I know the Quran, I don't know Arabic. So this is, keeps Islam standardized. Now, for the first 6 months, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had expanded this Islamic world so much, the Khulafa'i Rashidin, that Africa, parts of Africa, parts of Europe, Spain, Persia, all came under Islam. So, when the caliphate gets too big, it's like, people who are in business will know that when you got too big in your business, it's hard to keep control. So, there were irregularities happening far off from Madinatul Munawwara, which was the capital of Pax Islamica, final word of Islam, the caliphate. So in the next 6 months, he put a lot of people in new friends and family to govern these places. Now the accusations start coming that, oh, he's failing his family, he's failing his friends. This is a schism that comes in all the time. When people are bonded together, then something comes in between. You see, now it can't be shaitan if it's happening in Ramadan. It's the ego that comes in between to split the Ramadan. That's why Ramadan al-Mubarak, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, comes to teach us restraint, how to restrain yourself. As you restrain from food, water, Allah halal. But Allah has said you don't eat. And if you're not fasting due to sickness, don't make anyone make you feel bad. You're also following the command of Allah. In fact, one of the great scholars, I think it was a Sahaba, was asked, should I fast or shouldn't I fast? I have this sickness. He said, you are your own doctor. You know your condition. So be truthful to Allah. So, eventually people were now saying that he's saving his relatives, he's putting his friends into the caliphate and to govern the far off lands and so forth. It's a very part of history that the scholars even have said should not be spoken. But lately all these things are floating all over social media, everywhere throughout the world, and it's dividing us more and more and more. And this media, I think we should just get off it. Because whether you put on BBC or you put on CNN, I'm speaking now for the older generation, when you put Al Jazeera and Al Jazeera, it's all the same news. Because he who controls the media controls the mind of the people. Okay, now, eventually the house of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was surrounded, people were rebelling against him. Many great Sahaba had sent their children, even Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and they said to protect him amongst other Sahaba. And they said, Ya Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir of the Mu'mineens, we'll protect you. He said, I don't want to share Muslim. This is me. Now, I don't like to go into how he was martyred, but I can tell you one thing. His love for the Quran was so much that he was martyred while he was reading the Quran. And his wife tried to prevent the assassins, and her fingers were cut. Then people used this Quran and he stained Jubba. I don't want to get into this, but this will trigger my ego also. So the Ummah lost a great man, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. And the first fitna began. Fitna means many things. Mischief. It's in Quran. Fitna is worse than murder. Al-fitnatu ashiddau min al-qatar. Fitna is worse than murder. Rather kill me, but don't make fitna. But the beauty of fitna is it also means alchemy. It can turn you into pure gold. You are pure gold because you are nurin in a transcendental dimension. I don't want to get into all these things, it flies over people's heads. But everything in this world is light in extreme motion. It's energy transferring into matter. So, the alchemist Paul Coelho, he could have called that book The Fitness. It makes you into pure gold. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, and most of us follow the Hanafi Mazhab, and his contemporaries were so jealous of him that they had a certain individual to stand who was an alcoholic in the road and abuse him every time. And yet he was the chief justice, he was the main judge of the caliphate. And this man kept on swearing him, and he just looked at him and he put his head down. So I saw Fatima on Jahiduna Fadu Salama, when Jahid addressed you, just make him one deed. But one day, to cut a long story short, this man got arrested for gambling. So Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala was so used to hearing abuse coming, he didn't hear abuse coming. So he wondered what happened to this man. I mean, he stationed there, he paid to swear me every day.
So he found out from the people, he said he got caught gambling last night. And he's locked up. And this is the chief justice. He can pardon him. So he went straight to the jail and he asked the jailer, where's my best friend? What do you mean, my best friend? He said, yes, that's my best friend. He said, how is he your best friend, Sheikh? Tell us, the man swears me. He said, every time he swears me, Allah takes a neki from his amal nama and puts it in mine. Who can be a better friend of mine than the one who gives me amal for free? And he became this to the next level on the day of judgment. You know, we have this thing in us. Hey, we can hit that or down, it's a game ball.
Yes,
so it's prevalent today because we're in the third jahiliya, in my opinion. Allah says, you do down a non-Muslim. The Prophet said, on the day of judgment, I will be his lawyer. Can you win a case against the Prophet? It comes down to him. He said, every time he puts an accusation against you, O Muslim, I will take deeds from your amal nama and put into his. When you have no deeds left in the end, I will take your kalima and give it to him. So you will become the non-believer if you believe. So, there's two different views. I'm going very quickly into this because this is a very touchy point of Islam. After the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman, after his shahada, people pledged allegiance to Mawla Ali karamallahu wajhah. He chose him as the Khalifa. Now, some Muslims said, now you know when the public starts talking, you know we have it in a microcosm here too. They talk on that side of the car park, either on that side of the car park. You know, it's electrifying. So, people said, oh, Ali, karamallahu wajhahu, you must first put the, find the rebel who killed Hazrat Usman. Hazrat Ali, karamallahu wajhahu, as the Khalif said, I'm the Khalif, I'm the Amir. Hazrat Usman had died, he got a shahada. But if I don't stop the fitna, more Muslim than so let's stabilize the state first. So, what was his wisdom? First stabilize the ummah, then bring justice for individuals. And you know, we are masters in falling into the hand. We never learned from the occupation of Africa by the European powers, from the occupation of India for 200 years. On the fighting on borders that the British created. And we never learned. I said this before, I think. Somebody said the sun never sets on the British Empire. So a Muslim added, because Allah doesn't trust him in the dark. So, but it said eventually. Now, although there were differences of opinion, but one thing we must remember, all these were companions of Muhammad Rasulullah. It is not the place of rats to get into the fight of lions. I think if you understand what I am saying, you will understand the gist of whatever something big had to be said. Now, Imam Hassan is included as the fifth righteous caliph. Eventually, in this month, on the 21st of Ramadan, Mawla Ali karamallahu wajhahu passed into the realm of the divine. Imam Hassan, his son,
Not because it was his son, because he was capable. He became a calf. And people say Charya, Charya. I don't know where all these slogans come from, you know, and I know what this means. If five are Pacha, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Hasan. If I go into the other five, they didn't come in and pay me. So, Imam Hassan could see that it's leading to bloodshed again. Muslim blood is going to be spilled out. So he, whoever that was, wanted the caliphate, he gave it to him for the sake of peace. Now, I've said this before, and I'm repeating it. The hadith is in Tirmidhi, the Masjid of Small. You may be wonder, and I think oft repeated, sometimes a lie oft repeated becomes the truth to people, but I'm telling you something. When the Imam stands on the minbar here, he's actually standing on the minbar of Rasulullah. And the Arabic that is spoken was the lecture. So you wonder why there's always two khutbas. He sits for a little while and he gets up and starts the second khutbah. This is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the masjid was small and Imam Hassan and Hussein were entering the masajid. And he saw them at the entrance, they put a little slab, and those who've been to Makkah, Medina, you know how hot it can be. And the white marble is a blessing around the Tawaf. We must also give credit where it's due, because it's, it expels the heat. So the stone had become so hot that Imam Hassan and Hussein, when they put their foot on this hot slab, they got burnt and the grandfather could see. So he left the book and he ran to pick his grandson. And when he picked his grandchildren up, he put them next to him like this. Okay, we're not getting into the argument now whether it was the palm leaf or whether the new minbar built. I want you to picture it. And that's why the khutbah stops. It has become a sunnah till the qiyamah if they don't change it, because they're changing the whole deen already. We do these things. We remember. We give the Arabic khutbah, although we don't understand. To keep the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. And for those who don't sit properly in the mosque, and I'm tired of telling you every week, when the Arabic khutbah is read, it's as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, the sahaba, the companions in the masjid had their heads down like this. That birds start sitting here and start building nests. I don't think even a crow would sit on us. Because we be like this and we jumping, they're doing against the wall. The guy is walking in with a full sunnah outfit, but he's taking out the bid'ah phone. He's on the phone, in the corner, on the wall. So I'm tired of speaking. This is up to you to decide where you are, how you behave in the house of Allah. That's your business. Now, 3 minutes. He looked at Imam Hassan after the khutbah and he said, you see the son of man. He never called him his grandson. He said, these are my sons. Because the lineage of the Holy Prophet continues through Bibi Fatima, son of Allah. He said, this son of mine, Imam Hassan, he'll prevent bloodshed between two big group of Muslims. So that is the sunnah of standing and so forth. Now, even the best generation ever, the Sahaba, I know some people will bring that hadith, the better generation will be those who did not see me, but they love me. Bahut pyar karte hain huzoor se. Ish ka dawa karte hain, naam karte hain, 3 baje subah tak fajar ke liye so gaye. So, Remember this, as Muslims, this is my advice. You honor the Khulafa'i Rashidin. You honor the Ahlul Bayt-e Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you honor the Sahaba. We do not abuse them. And if you want to know who are the Tulaqa, you can ask me later if you're interested. And if you want to know where you can invest all your money now in times of war, you can ask me. But let's see which question you have. Okay? Now, what warfare are we seeing today? It's an information warfare. Information. You putting on Facebook, I'm too guilty sometimes, this last this. Instagram, Meta. Who this belongs to? Meta. I've said this many times. The Jews, Mark Zuckerberg, it's a Zionist company. They set up people as Muslims, as Jews, as, to cause this divided group. And the moment they see you belong to this division group, they fuel you. Because your national intelligence is already numbed. So they're using AI. And they know exactly what you like, what you eat, what you talk, what. Why you get cars in every supermarket? What this card? You can buy with that card. Swipe your checkers card, swipe your. You can buy with it. They buy your brain. They know what you buy, what you bought, what it is. They know what adverts to sell to you. While we are fast asleep. So fake images, fake video, fake speeches. That's why on a Friday, out of Ramadan, I prefer Allah's kalam be read than you listening to it, chat with me, talk nonsense to this member. Because the kalam of Allah will have some asar in Naaf. Because today Naaf has 99.9, you can belong to the 0.1%. And lecturers fall in love with the mic. In fact, we were discussing that they did have to get a whole lot of mics in. Give the guys, instead of a present, when they come here to talk, take a mic home, give a lecture all night. Yeah. Hit that up all night. Take your book out, hit it. Right? So what does the Quran say? Al-Hujarat, the inner chamber, the Khanqa, the Markas. From the inner chamber, Al-Hujarat. If you receive any news, don't broadcast it, verify it. And verification is a long process. Verification is a long process, but we in the one-eyed system, and I don't want to make you very scared, but if we don't, we